Hi, Michael Griffiths here from Referral Marketing Guru. Great to have you on this Get More Referrals Today podcast. Today, we're going to be looking at, are you actually helping your referral partners to promote you, or are you actually hindering them? See, it's great having a whole bunch of partners, but it's not great if you're not actually helping them to be able to get you out there. So many times people go in the partner relationship, well, someone knows what I do, so they should be able to promote me. That's not the partner relationship. I'm a big believer that if you want people to do things for you, you're the one that has to, all the time, be the proactive one. You can't sit back going, well, someone's not doing something for me. You can't sit back and say, well, people aren't calling me. You can't sit back and say, people aren't doing what I asked them to do. Because until you start communicating with your partners and building the relationship with your partners to understand why that is, you don't know the reason for why things aren't taking place. Everyone is busy. Everyone is trying to get up the ladder, in front, getting things done day by day. So the key in that partnership relationship is to ensure that not only have you got back to the trust being built, not only have you got back to being able to train them on how to promote you, but you've given them the tools to promote you. So what I mean by that is, have you provided them with the resources to get out there to promote you? That might be a certain email blurb you want them to send out. That might be a profile of the types of people that you're wanting them to introduce you to. That might be banners or brochures, tools that might be able to help them. Or are you expecting them just to go off your words and use your words to then create something themselves? Because the majority of the time, that's not going to happen because people are too caught up in their own world. So even though we're going, it's great to be in partnerships and people should be helping us, yes, but the people who get the most help are still the people who make stuff happen. So you can't rely on other people making stuff happen and then sitting back and going, oh, they're just not doing it. So therefore, this is, I think, something that's really important to have a think about. The bias, psychology and thinking. So I'm a huge believer that right now there's about 2 to 3% of people out there looking to be able to buy what your product and service is. That's it. So there's 97% of people who aren't ready to buy right now. But they might be ready to buy in a month's time, 3 months' time, 6 months' time, a year's time. So for most people with their marketing, what they do is they keep going after that 2 to 3% and they wonder why they can't get a great return on their marketing dollar. Because there's a limited pool of people who are ready to buy right now. A buyer, on average, needs somewhere between 7 to 10 touch points before being ready to buy. And yet, we expect off one touch point, our marketing piece, that they'll be ready. You can see where the mismatch is. So knowing that that's the psychology of the buyer, what you're wanting your partners to do is to get qualified people who are interested in what you are talking about into your funnel, into your sales funnel. Then it is your job to make sure that you've got enough touch points that educates those people, that shows them why you're the solution, that adds value to their world, because when they're ready to buy, they will then buy from you. So if you're purely in a partnership relationship going, I'm expecting my partners to be able to give me that new piece of business, that's fine, they will, but that's not going to happen as consistently as I want my partners to spread me out to new networks where I might be able to get in front of 100 people, 20 of those people might be qualified and come into my sales funnel, and then over the course of a year, I'm going to pick those people up as clients because I'm doing a great job of educating them, having the touch points, adding value to their world, and showing them why I'm the go-to solution. So do you have that set up? And if you don't have that set up, that's the first thing you need to do before you start going out there and doing other stuff. That's the first thing you've got to get your mind around before you start doing other stuff. Because if you don't understand that really what you want your partners to do is to get you out to mass numbers, no different to your marketing, and then qualified people will come to your funnel, and then your funnel needs to be planned and spot on to what you actually do in that funnel that educates them, adds value to them, shows them your solution, and when they're ready to buy, they will come to you because you have done that. So it's so important you have that set up. Then you're now making it easier by allowing your partners to go out and promote different exposure pieces purely to get qualified people into your funnel. So let me sort of digress here and show you the two different models. You've got within partnerships, you've got a person who goes, with my partners, I want them to go out there and I want them to find people who are ready to buy from me. That's fine. But remember, there's only 3% of people ready to buy what you're selling. So that could take months. It could take years. It might not ever happen because they might not ever come across those people at that particular right time. So understand that that can work, but you're not going to see as much traction compared to the other model. So the other model is all about, I've got my sales funnel set up. I know what each little step in my sales funnel is, and all I want to do now is get people who are interested in what my product or service is. Whether they're ready to buy now or not doesn't matter, because I will do the rest. So now all of a sudden you can go out and you can get your partners to expose you to lots more people. Because you're going to have a percentage of people who go, oh, that's interesting, or I'm going to need that at some stage, or I really like what you're talking about, and they're going to come into your funnel. And then through your sales process, you need to close those people. So if you have a second model, you're going to get a lot more people to talk to, a lot more people to educate, and in the end, a lot more business than doing it through the first model. So the things that you need to do here to make it easy and play the numbers and allow your partners to be able to really fill your funnel for you are this. First, you've got to start thinking in the ways that I just spoke about. That it's about getting partners to be able to expose you to lots of people. Not all those people are interested in what you have to say. So even if you get 20% of 100, there's 20 people in your funnel. You get 10% of 100, there's 10 people in your funnel. Then, secondly, you have to have a well-constructed funnel that's set out that you know, how are you educating? How are you adding value? How are you keeping 7 to 10 touch points? So that at some stage when they're ready to buy, you become the option. So you have to, in that, change your mindset, knowing not everyone's ready to buy right now. And if you think they are, then you're missing out on opportunities and leaving money on the table because your follow-up isn't as good as what it should be. That's the majority of businesses out there, by the way. They speak to someone for the first time, the second time, then they realize that the person's not going to buy, so they just forget about them. And 6 months later, the person's bought exactly the same product or service, but from someone else, because they couldn't remember who you were. So then the final thing you need to do is then have, once your funnel's set up, then have exposure pieces that you can get your partners to be sending out and to be getting them into other networks to send out to. Things such as videos, webinars, ebooks, hard books, podcasts, little things that educate and add value to your target audience that then drives them into your funnel. They're the simple steps. Okay, and I say simple because in theory it's not too hard. You're just going to spend some time working it out to what does your funnel look like. When they first come in, what's the first thing you do? Is it a welcome call? Is it a gift pack? Is it an email? What's the second thing they do? How many days later is that? Go through all the different modalities and touch points. Send them something, email something, video something, phone call something. So you're not missing out if the way they like to be sold to is a particular thing. You will have used that at that stage too. Okay, so hopefully that's been a little bit helpful there. If you're going around and you've got partners and you're going, I just don't think too much is happening for me. Well, are you making it easy for your partners or not? And if you're not, we're going to make some changes, because then you're going to get the results that you're looking for. Hopefully that's been really helpful. You can always find more great stuff at referralmarketingguru.com.au. Make sure you check us out also at thepartnershipclub.com, and we look forward to being able to speak to you again real soon.